Okay, welcome all. Sorry for the little bit of delay here. Let's see, it is now 6:01. Welcome to the Town of Bolton, Tuesday, August 11th, 2026, Board of Selectmen meeting with accounts payable, and we do not have a quorum.
No, Bob.
Bob's here. One,
One,
two, three.
two.
Oh, we do have a quorum. Okay, we're good. Sorry, Bob. And thank you. We do have a quorum. I'd like to first call the meeting to order, and our quorum consists of Tim Sadler, Rodney Fournier, Gwen Marion, and Bob DiPietro. So next, is there any public comment?
Do you want to say the Pledge of Allegiance? We usually do, but it's
On a
not.
regular meeting, not on
Not.
the
Oh, this is
AP
not a regular
meetings.
meeting.
No, that
Okay.
was last week. It got canceled as due to lack of internet.
Yeah. Okay. So this isn't considered the regular meeting then.
Right.
Okay. That's fair.
Seeing no public.
Amanda,
Amanda, go ahead. Yes, Amanda.
thanks, guys. I think you probably all saw the email that I sent out in advance. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it. I did try to make it last weekend and was sitting there not knowing that the meeting was canceled. So I'm glad that you guys were able to get in there tonight. But just wanted to, raise a concern that I've had regarding the project that's supposed to be happening at the gazebo green. I know that we got $250,000 from the state, from Senator MD Rahman to use towards a recreation project in town. And that was the one that the Board of Selectmen ultimately chose. Sounds like a great opportunity. And I know it's really important for other residents. I was on the board, right? I've talked to a lot of residents. It's really important to a lot of our neighbors that we bring our hard-earned tax dollars back to Bolton, right? And so this is an example of where that's happening. And I'm really concerned that here we are a year later, more than a year later, after we were notified and the project has not begun. And I'm concerned that if we continue to have delays like this with state funding projects, that these opportunities are no longer going to come to us. And it's money that our town and our residents and our facilities really sorely need. I understand that it's a lot of work for the small staff that we have, right? And so this is more an ask to think creatively and how can we find a solution to make sure that when we have these opportunities, we are able to spend the money timely. We talked about the potential to bring on a consultant to apply for grants, to write reports for grants, to write bids to go out when we do get dollars. And I believe there was bipartisan support for that when I was on the board. And yet we're still here another year later without that kind of resource in our budget and available to the town. That may not be the only solution that's on the table. And I know you guys have a retreat coming up. So I do urge you to think about how can we build capacity in town to bring in more money and make sure that all of these projects are happening in a timely manner because there are so many that are going on. The other final piece I wanted to say is it would be really helpful if we could have a site on the website or a page on the website that gave an update on each of the projects and where they are standing. I know there's one that mentioned the money that's come in and what it's been slotted for, but nothing with regards to progress or status on all the projects. So that would be super helpful, I think, to residents and to you guys as well, so that you're not constantly having to ask the Jim for an update on those projects. So thanks for listening and good luck with your long agenda tonight.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to number three, which is readdress the veterans tax exemption. And the I don't know how to tell you to get there. It's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. If it's you go 11 pages in, it's 1281 QQ.
It's a bit that I think you missed it.
Yeah. So those aren't really the this is one of the minutes from
yeah,
the
yeah,
meeting.
yeah, they do.
You find out
yeah.
So the way this reads is, now this is for the veterans. Do you want to take this?
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so you've got people paging to the memo from the law clerk to me regarding the town of Bolton municipal obligations and options for modifying real estate and personal property tax assessments.
That's correct.
Okay, that's good. You've got that.
So
that's a nice piece of work, as she did.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, we're on 1281 QQ. Did you find it?
Not yet.
Okay, it's like 10 pages in. 1281 QQ. Okay, thank you. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay, so back in June, we had a meeting, and it was suggested that we look at the ordinance that has to do with a widow's exemption when her husband was, I think it's a specific ordinance, our fact situation where her husband or her spouse, a spouse has been killed in action. So that's like one little opportunity, one little category, okay? So then when I got into looking at this, the issue became for me whether Bolton should do ordinances or whether they should know what the statutes are that are mandatory and then look at what ordinances they could do if they wanted to do them. And that's what this memo addresses. There are mandatory statutory exemptions, but we don't want to get into the weeds here, I don't think, on everything that's in this memo. Because I think the town was specifically looking at a fact situation that I think I just mentioned. So then the next question that comes to for the board to address is whether or not to do an ordinance or to do what the statute authorizes. If there's a town meeting form of government and board of selectmen, the statute, Public Act 25-168, permits and authorizes the Board of Selectmen to adopt by a motion the essence of that provision in the statutes that you would otherwise have to do by ordinance. I talked to some people in my firm, and Attorney Collins did an ordinance for the town of Glastonbury on this issue, and I have, let's see, one, two, three, four, 5 pages of an ordinance, which isn't the whole ordinance. I don't think you need to do that. I think you just adopt the particular statute that deals with this issue. And I talked to Kara about this, and she's obviously, we've gotten these memos. You would be able to adopt that provision with just having this language in a motion. Pursuant to Section 233 of Public Act 25-168, the Board of Selectmen hereby adopts the local option under Connecticut General Statutes 21-81 QQ, limiting the total tax exemption for a surviving spouse, comma, while the remaining widow or widower of a person killed in action while performing military duty, a full exemption for their primary residence or one motor vehicle as provided in said section 12-81 QQ, as determined in assessment years commencing with the, at that point, the 2026 grand list. That's all you would have to do, and you'd be able to adopt that provision of the statute with language like that. And I sent that language to Kara, June 17, 2026.
The only thing I would add is just if you want to make the whole property exempt, you should say buildings and land, or if you just want the house dwelling, you know, the residence exempt, just to say it, because it's, you could have it either way.
Let me ask you this, Kara. Is that, when they say residence in the statute, based on your experience as an assessor, are they talking about just the dwelling that's built there, and not the lot?
Well, what happens is if you look later in the statute where they say you can accept also by a municipal option to exempt the land.
That's a good indication that what they're talking about. I had that question in my head. So she's familiar with that. You're talking about exempting the whole residence for this particular situation by adopting that particular statute.
Residence and land? I didn't quite
follow. Well, the statute talks about land, talks about primary residence. And so you have, if you want to clarify that, you could say primary residence excluding the lot or including the lot.
Okay.
You want to clarify, right?
Right, yeah, because that wording is kind of generalized. They don't say dwelling, they just say residence. So,
and so that memo that you're looking at, I think, will take you to 1281Q2. You know, Walton says, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
It will be under the optional.
Section 240.
Yeah, 1281QQ. Is this? Yeah, optional exemptions under subparagraph F. It's a municipal option to provide exemption for a surviving spouse while remaining widow or widower, a person killed in action while performing active military duty. And we say Bolton may provide surviving spouses of persons killed in action during active military duty, a full exemption for their primary residence or one motor vehicle. And it can be done by that motion that I read before.
Can you ask a question?
Andrew, that was Rich Barger. He's the town attorney. And Kara, she's our assessor.
So it's Rich, what's his last name?
Barger, B-A-R-G-E-R.
And then Karen is the...
Kara. K-A-R-A. Fishman. F-I-S-H-M-A-N.
And she's the assessor?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So just to finish my little spiel, I would recommend that you don't adopt an ordinance. Because you adopt an ordinance and then they do a statute that is different than the ordinance. And now you've got something that's not squaring up with the ordinance, with the statutes, which is the case with your existing ordinance that you have on exemptions. You've got one that deals with issues similar to this. So technically it should be repealed and then you can do these adoptions of the optional statutory provisions as set forth in his memo if you choose by just doing that little statement saying you're adopting it.
So go ahead, Karen.
No, because the way I don't want to get ahead of it, but the existing ordinance will only allow for low income and give them an additional exemption if they were low-income, non-disabled veterans, which, I mean, I'm not saying there's tons of disabled veterans that are not, 100%, but it doesn't include that, which I would think you would want to include if they're low-income disabled.
Low-income, non-disabled?
No. That's what, right now, if you're a veteran, you're low-income, you get an exemption, an additional exemption if you apply, and the town matches that. But the way the ordinance currently reads, it only does that for non-disabled veterans. Because this was done in 85, the ordinance. Yeah. That's just what Rich was talking about.
And the references to the statutory subsections is inaccurate in that ordinance. So that's the jeopardy of adopting ordinances when you don't have to, It changes the law and you're out of sync. So, but 85, here we are, like 41 years later.
So, Rich, are you suggesting we should repeal the old one first?
I don't think it's, yeah. What I would do, Bob, is I would recommend repealing that next time you are adopting an ordinance. When you go through the process of actually going through an ordinance procedure, I would throw the repeal in then instead of doing
Okay.
a spec, yeah. Instead of taking the advertisement and the hearing and all that for just a repeal, it doesn't make a lot of sense, really.
Okay.
So, but did you have a
I
question?
do have a
Go ahead.
question. So, I get what you're saying about the adopt the language, but that doesn't address anything to do with procedure. You know, it doesn't say when the person, the people who are eligible have to get the application in, what kind of an application, what does the assessor do, who actually approves or who actually deems the person applying eligible? So how is all of that taken care of?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's covered in the statutes, right?
Yeah, it is.
All the application procedures.
Yeah, I have to find it.
But
But yeah, if
we.
there's an application, they would have to fill out. And I have to come up with an application before they can
But
fill it
what
out.
we're, if we were to adopt just
Oh,
what you
yeah.
said, it doesn't say anything about where to, the other statutes that govern the procedure.
That's where
So,
that's
yeah,
where the
because
assessor.
it's it there. And I don't know if I couldn't cite it for you, but there is something in there in the statute saying that if you want this exemption, you have to have a recorded your DD-214 with the town clerk by October 1. You know, so that's
Oh,
because
it says it in that
no,
Q81.
it
No.
says it in another
The
section
procedural
because
statute.
there have been some
Okay.
people that have tried to come in the middle of the year to apply for the permanent and total and say, well, that's for next year because you have to.
Okay, so that statute that you're talking about that governs the procedure, that governs any kind of an exemption that's approved and any of these subsections,
Right.
it applies to
Right.
those. Okay.
So you have the same form, correct?
There is no form for this particular one because there is I think she has to get two people to attest to
But how do you know there's two people after the test? That's the statute.
I was
Yeah.
I was
So, in other words, if someone finds out about this ordinance, they come in to see Kara, and she has a procedure she has to follow that's set up
oh
for.
yeah okay so this is the entire 1281-22. It's much longer than the summer. Oh, so yeah, so a certain, well, you can read this. I don't mind reading it out loud.
Well, just so
A
that's.
surviving spouse has to, she has to notify, write an affidavit and file it with the town clerk. And that is that she's entitled to the exemption. She's required to file an application on a form prepared by the assessor, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
Okay. And
and so this is
that what section is that?
it's 1281-22.
Oh, okay, I see. So it's the cell, it's the same
Yeah.
one. Yeah, okay. Okay. And so it, then if so this we would be just adopting this as a
Really adopting the provisions of the statute without doing an ordinance.
yeah. So what if somebody wanted to find out if they were like, oh, what exemptions are available? And I usually like if I skim through the ordinances, it's very clear. Where would this be housed so that people would know that this exemption is available?
It's sort of like the existing exemption that's in the ordinance. I mean, they would have to have some knowledge of their rights.
Yeah, okay.
And I would, I mean, if I knew that they were a spouse, someone killed in action, I would offer to them.
And
Yeah.
doesn't the town know of a situation that fits this exemption?
Yes.
Yes.
So you would say, because and how did you find out about that?
She came asking
There
about
you go. And
it.
see, someone, these people that are aware of other towns and other friends that have these exemptions, and so they come to their assessor and say, "Do you have this?" And now she'll have it once you adopt this provisions of this particular statute. I was thinking, I'm not an assessor, and I've not done a lot of work in this area, but I had a thought at one point that you could. do an adoption for all mandatory, well, all, you wouldn't want to do all it, or make some reference to the fact that there are mandatory exemptions. But I forget what I just said.
Yeah, if they're mandatory, we don't.
I mean, if they're mandatory, let the people find out about it. It's in the statutes. Yeah. Their friends will tell them and things like that.
Right.
This is not a mandatory one. So you're adopting that provision that allows it to apply to this person. Because
right.
She knows about it. She's going to come in and fill out the paperwork that Kara's going to require.
She applied. So, well, she started this a year ago.
That's right.
My understanding is the selectmen don't want to make this broader than that at this point.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can actually act on it tonight, though. Do you? With the way that it's on the agenda?
It was not on the agenda that way, but I think we are in consensus that this will be the right motion and the right adoption. So, what do you think, Bob? Tim?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were all in agreement the last time, and we just needed Rich's advice as to how to execute that.
Right.
Do you think we could ask Rich to just draft a motion for us, then we could at the next meeting?
Sounds like he has it. Yeah.
Well, it sounded like you want to play with it a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of parroting the statutory language, but.
Well, we have lots of meetings.
If you want to do it next time, I'll be happy to do that.
We do, yeah.
Okay. Good.
We've got to move this one off the table.
Yeah.
Doesn't become effective. So.
And we can't move because it's not on the agenda as possible vote.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, readdressing probably isn't consistent with adopting.
Understood.
Is it? I mean, you probably don't want
to. Well, it sounds like we need to modify it anyway. So.
And you said they're only available once a year to apply for this?
I mean, it would have to be before the October 1st, like any other veteran exemption.
Okay, so then that would be effective for 27.
26.
26, 27. So it would retroact.
Apply for this coming October. Yeah.
26 grand list, 27 tax year, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Is there anything, any other questions, comments? Bob, you're good?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Kara. And enjoy dinner.
My dismiss.
Don't you want to be around for item
cease and desist?
This is item 6.
I just have a couple correspondence if you want to wait a few minutes.
Okay.
I don't if you're gonna be late. Number 4, appointments and resignations. Is there a motion to appoint Daniel Mulquin?
Mulquin.
Here, I'll make a motion to appoint Daniel Mulqueen to the Fire Commission as a full-time member.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That's 4 attending members, and there are 3 attending, and Bob on Zoom, yes, and 3 absent. Ulana.
Bryn.
Say it like you see it. Bentley Library Board. Do I have a resignation?
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation of Lonnie Bryn from the Library Board. And I'm sure that she did a great job. I know her personally, and she's a very diligent person. I bet she was probably a good person on this board. But it looks like she wants to step aside to let make way for younger people to come on, which is nice.
Is there a second?
Second.
Bob seconds. Any other discussion? Thank you for correcting the pronunciation, and thank you for the compliments to Lana. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's 4 yes, 3 absent. Kelsey Perkins. resignation. Do I have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the resignation of Kelsey Perkins from the Bentley Library page.
Oof. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
That's Gwen. Any comments? Thank you, Kelsey, for your service. And we hope you enjoy your resignation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's four yes. Now we have Z Sondik for Bentley Library page resignation. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept.
I don't know what it
is. Zoe Sondik's resignation from the library.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion, Tim Sabbath.
Any further discussion? Thank you, Zoe, for your participation. And all in favor?
Aye.
Four yes. Three.
A lot of library resignations. Are we getting new people? Or
That's a good question. So. Yeah. Library page is taking a beating. Number five, correspondence. I didn't see any in here.
Maybe just got the, to speak. So.
Yeah, just the email from Amanda.
Yeah. Okay, now on to new business. 6A. We had a cease and desist order that was issued to 27 Hanover Farms Road for parties that have been being had that our zoning official deemed were illegal in many different ways. Rich, you want to jump in? Rich Barger is our attorney who's been working on the cease and desist implementation.
Right. So someone in the firm, Attorney Ken Slater, is actually assisted by Alan Curto, has prepared paperwork to file with the Superior Court seeking a permanent injunction. The question was whether or not to go for a temporary injunction, and that had that was going to turn on some issues that were being discussed between Attorney Slater and the CEO, Mr. Mike. And then in the interim, the health department, regional health department, got involved with regard to the pool being a public pool and food being served, right? And I think they went to the property, did they not?
They had a date set up. I'm not sure
if it what happened or not. I've not seen a final report.
Right.
But as far as I know, the office, our office, was holding back, waiting to see whether there would be an urgent need to go for a temporary injunction, thereby kind of doubling the work, you know, the hearing and stuff like that. And raising, you know, costing the town more legal fees. But I would point out that the respondent would be liable for reimbursing the town for legal fees should the town be successful in enforcing the cease and desist, which I think would follow. I think that the town will be successful, and the respondent will be responsible ultimately for legal fees.
So the temporary is faster?
Temporary is faster. You need to have additional paperwork, you know, verified complaint, affidavits, visit with the clerk to try to get a date, a hearing with the judge, and then notice the other party gets served of the hearing on the temporary. So it's like a regular trial, but it has to happen in a compressed way. We did one for the Shoddy Mill problem, 65 Shoddy Mill, and he didn't show up, so we got the temporary injunction. But you don't know this this tenant, Quojo, is that his name?
Quajo, I think.
Quajo, OCE, whatever. He threatened to take an appeal to ZBA within 30 days of the issuance of the cease and desist. Has that 30 days elapsed?
It was either 15th or the 18th, I think.
I don't think it's lapsed.
Of August. Okay.
Okay, yeah. It hasn't lapsed.
Okay.
All right, so that may be another thing to. We don't think it's going to affect the injunction, but it'd be interesting to know whether or not he's going to do that. And also, I just got an email from the first selectman saying that the party for the 15th has been.
I'm not sure what the date was. I didn't see the date on it.
Okay.
But it's kind of an assumption.
He had originally said he was going to have a party on the 15th.
Yep.
And then at the end of the month, a Saturday or a Friday and a Saturday.
Jim Rupert called him and had a conversation and just said, when are your parties? Because we want to be prepared by putting up no parking signs and make sure that we have state police on duty. So we're trying to make sure that was all coordinated. Jim was.
Yeah.
And the neighbors have a thread going, a messenger, and they're doing a lot of research, and they found that one of the parties is being relocated to Whitney Street in Hartford. So whether he didn't say which one, we're kind of assuming it was the 15th, we're hoping, because that'll be a nice break. And then he had another two parties planned on the 29th and the 30th or 31st or something.
Back to back, yeah.
Yeah.
So he told Jim.
So, and his comment on that post. So I don't know who puts the posts out there. The comment that was due to misunderstandings and police notifying us that we can't hold the event there, but at the mansion, but we have a new alternative location in Hartford. So, you know, that's just part of the post.
Okay.
So, very little piece of it. So that's
so. I have not been privy to any new news from Mike or Ken on the town's wishes to do either a permanent or temporary. If there's not going to be a hearing on the 15th, it takes a party on the 15th. It makes going for the temporary probably not that meaningful.
Right.
Whereas I think the papers were going to be filed by the end of this week anyway.
Right.
And it'll be a privileged case in terms of the court's calendar.
Right.
It won't be stuck at the bottom. It'll be
the papers for the permanent injunction?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That was the last I heard.
Okay.
I'll double check, you know, tomorrow.
Do you need the same kind of urgency for the permanent as you do for the temporary?
Well, we're going to ask for, you know, an early hearing, obviously. And I haven't seen the paperwork yet. I was supposed to see it, but it wasn't sent to me yet. So I know Alan Curto drafted it last week. He's done them before. Ken Slater was on vacation. He's the fellow that's going to handle the action. And he got back on Monday. And, it was a tough Monday.
So. Rich, if things go south, are we, the town, subject to any potential financial claim or loss?
No. Bob, it's a good question. You're enforcing laws and regulations. You're not doing anything that's, you know, illegal, okay? And the person who violates the laws and regulations bears the expense of the litigation if they lose, which I'm sure they will. I mean, we've seen enough to know that this is not a permitted use in a residential zone, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, is there any other questions, comments?
We have some.
Unfortunately, once the meeting's underway, public comment was at the beginning. That's an unfortunate situation. Sorry about that.
Save it.
No.
Rich, what were the grounds on which the cease and desist was issued?
Mike had seven grounds, I think. One, I don't have it with me, but you know, having a commercial enterprise in an R1 zone, nuisance is another zoning regulation. Nuisance being noise. The main thing that pops out to me is the commercial activity. People pay to go to these things, to swim in the pool or to buy liquor. I think they were buying liquor. I mean, at some point.
They're selling liquor,
yeah.
Back rubs, food.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of commercial activity.
Yeah.
And you know, R1 zones don't permit that at all. So, yeah. It's a violation, a clear violation, I think. But he has six things. But the big thing that jumps out is the commercial activity.
So do you think that the tenant, Osai, or however you pronounce his name, does he have any valid grounds to appeal the cease and desist?
I don't think so. No. And it's interesting. He claims he's not the owner of the property, but yet he says he's going to appeal the cease and desist, which was issued against the owner of the property.
Okay.
But I've been assured by Alan Curto that even though he was not named in the cease and desist, he could be named in the injunction.
Okay.
As the tenant.
Okay.
And the statute says that, you know, cease and desist can apply to tenants or owners. It just wasn't done that way, but yeah. It doesn't affect the injunction.
Okay, that's it for questions.
Well, thank you for your work.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate you hanging around for now.
You guys can move away.
Enjoy.
Oh, good. She's still here.
She's at the house, yeah.
Good. Nice. Have fun.
Next is to consider an act on the request, the bid waiver.
Okay.
For the laser guided control module for the highway department. And I think it's in there, but there was in the very back of your packet that's not attached to the packet. There was
a new price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a new price of $14,300. It's not even in the packet. Okay.
Yeah,
let's start that.
Do you want
it? Thank you. Did you not have that, Bob?
No.
Can you see it?
No.
No, you don't. Can you see it on the screen?
Oh, yeah.
If I hold it here for you?
Good, good.
All right, so they were able to reduce the price on it. So I guess we need a motion.
I don't think I'm familiar with this. Could you just give me a quick rundown on what this, what does the machine do?
So if they're grading an area, these are the modules that go on the machine that actually, they already have the,
which machine?
The lasers. I believe it's on their skid steer. So they already have the lasers and everything to tell it what to do. This is just the module that adjusts as the laser says you're level or you're not level. So all they do is drive it and it self-adjusts itself.
Okay.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So, I guess after a motion is made, I have a little bit of discussion.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
A move. That we accept the request with the reduced price. Sounds like it makes good sense.
Well, actually, with the motion should be to accept the bid waiver.
Okay. Right, without the price in consideration, right? Because he doesn't.
All right, I'll withdraw my motion. To change it, I will move that we accept a bid waiver request as is.
Thank you, Bob. Do we have a second? I'll second it. Rodney seconds. And discussion.
So I brought this point up before that I think it's really important to follow our bid ordinance, which requires there's three different levels of when the price is at three different levels, it requires three different types of obtaining quotes. And at this level, between 12,005 and 25,000, you have to get at least three written quotes. And the board may, when in its opinion, the circumstances of a particular case in the best interest of the town should permit its waiver. So we could waive it when it's in the best interest of the town. So anyway, when I before we got this piece that right. Before we showed yeah. up, there was no justification or showing in the memo that for a reason why we should waive the bid. So now what I see in this new document is that the head of the highway department said he said I went ahead and got three bids anyway just to be safe. So that's good, but now I'm looking for the three bids. Let's see, one from Topcon.
Yep.
14,367.17. And then there's
Superior.
Is that the second? Superior?
Third.
Superiors. So what's Superiors?
Yeah, but the continued on the next page doesn't exist. Huh?
Yeah, I don't see the total for Superiors. And then there's FLT Geosystems, and that's $19,067. So I don't see what the second, I don't see what this, yeah, Superior Products Distributors. I don't see what its bid is.
Well, here's.
Do you see it?
Superior.
Oh, where did you find that?
Was it in the new?
Was it? No. Okay, can I look at that?
Yes. Behind this.
Oh, that was in the original.
It's the original, right.
But.
So there's. Changing vendor from Superior Tech. There's only very wide.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we have a recommendation from the highway supervisor, right?
Yes, that's correct. I'm Superior to Topcon. Originally, SPDI. It's
unclear to me what he's recommending. Yeah. It almost looks like he wants to purchase it from Superior Product Distributors.
Yeah.
But he's changing the vendor to Topcon.
Topcon would install it on the original one. And so the originally SPDI supplied and TS would install Collaborate Train. As of this year, Topcon has begun selling directly to the consumer. So instead of Superior, he wants to use the Topcon.
So who is they would closer, this is wise, and I think we have had experience with him in the past. And I think from Murphy Road, Hartford.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Yeah. I think we used them at a federal level and were very pleased back then.
And which vendor was that, Bob?
Topcon.
Oh,
Topcon. Yep. So it's SPDI. Which one's?
Okay, that's superior. I guess that's superior. Yeah, that's superior.
For under maybe the same can.
This is a
Superior is an affiliate of Topcon.
it's, that's what it almost looks like, huh?
In the last paragraph of the requested waiver memo.
Slower than yours up here.
Sure, what he's asking for.
Request for purchase order revision, and he got the new price here at 14,367. How did he come up with that?
The 14,367 matches the bid on Topcon. But then on the bid waiver, it looks like he wants to purchase it from Superior.
Is that old before he got the additional quotes? Memo, like the date wise.
August
This is
August 5th. Yeah, this is August 5th.
that one is
And this is.
this quote is August 4th. What's this one?
July 24th.
This is the old something. Then you got this other
Well,
quote.
if he has three bids, then we're no longer looking for a bid waiver. Is that accurate? Or
Yeah, I guess that's right.
so the memo
Yeah.
is irrelevant and we accept the lowest, or is that wrong?
I guess we have the right to.
Yeah, he's got the three quotes.
I mean, technically the agenda says that we're acting on a bid waiver request,
I guess
but
I'm sorry.
go ahead. No, I'm done.
It looks like he made these notes and initialed the bottoms of these, labeling them number one, number two.
Yeah.
If AJ's
Yeah.
initial at the bottom,
Yeah.
and various notes regarding tax exemptions. So I would be inclined to accept that as his recommendation of.
Yeah,
But this isn't what's on the agenda. Because the agenda is
right, so we should just,
a bit later.
yeah, so we should just move forward because we don't need it. But
Does
he's
he
got
even
three
does he need
quotes.
our approval to buy the equipment if he has three bids?
That's yeah, who approves that?
Is it just his budget and we can do what he wants?
Oh.
Is in his budget to do that. Is,
Okay.
yeah.
So that's how that works.
So, yeah.
I think we're no longer involved if
I
there's no
mean, if
bid
we
waiver
want to,
required.
okay,
maybe
We
that's
want
right.
to just give him a yes to do it, that's
I'd rather he
fine.
make the decision, and I'm not familiar enough with this.
Yeah.
Right.
Quotes. We don't even have a second page of the segment,
Right.
so.
Stephanie, do you happen to remember how much was in the budget for this piece of equipment?
Not off the top of my head, but I could get it really quickly.
I'd be interested to know
How
how
close?
what where the difference is. Yes.
So in the meantime, while we're waiting for that, can we move on to the schedule for the Board of Selectmen retreat for September 22nd? Now, what my thought is we had that retreat previous in our last term. The last term.
Yes.
It's in our term, but
Yes. Yeah.
and I think
I'm
move.
sorry, 17,500 within capital.
Okay, so well, we would have like 3,000. There's 3,000 left over or excess.
Yeah, so
Okay.
if it was in the capital, it's just in the capital. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
So,
yeah, I'm glad that he followed the bid
right.
ordinance and got the bids and didn't just yeah.
We decided to start the committee for the town hall, and with that moving forward, then we got STV involved. And with their findings, they're saying you really want to pick a direction for the town, which it kind of happened on our first, well, it did happen on our first retreat, but with this new information, maybe we want to just sit down for 3 or 4 hours and just kind of like go over the original tree document quickly and try to pick a new direction for the town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that we're going to want input from everybody, but in order to get anything moving, we really want to come up with a consensus among everybody. But with the new members, maybe they want to be brought up to speed.
I agree.
That was kind of why I was thinking a retreat, which isn't a meeting. It's just.
It was very. I mean, I thought it was.
The plan is
productive.
Yeah, yeah. It's not to the plan.
Even just to understand each other's perspectives on.
That's right. Yeah. And the original direction may alter course a little bit. Who knows?
You know? Are we going to focus on the town hall issue, or because that we covered a lot of territory at that retreat?
We did, and that was kind of up in the top of the ranks. I would say we'll have to just focus more on the town in general with what STV was saying. We want to pick one of the three things. So we should try to narrow it down a little bit, or at least come up with questions on which one we should think about trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough town buildings involved and enough properties and that we'd need to come up with a direction.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fair amount of time commitment for her. Is this
for
STV?
STV, she's attending? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh,
no. No.
Just us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if it's on a Friday night, we could probably get her to attend. But I don't know if she was.
No, you wouldn't get me to attend on
Friday. Oh, it's not a Friday night. Whatever night it is. What night is this?
Saturday night. Sunday morning.
Our last one was Saturday morning.
Well.
Okay, that's fine.
That was a big Saturday.
Because I think you, didn't you, isn't this a Tuesday that you had that scheduled for?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday, September 22nd.
So we were just going to pick the same time as our regular meeting.
Rodney, I wanted to ask you, will it be having a facilitator?
Well, that wasn't really the thought. But if we wanted to talk to Angela, is that her name? Angela Cahill?
Mm-hmm.
I could have a discussion with her and see if she's interested, and she probably would be, I would think.
I don't know if she has a kind of experience that I mean. You guys, you know, an experienced facilitator understands the goals of the retreat and make sure that we stay on line and focused and get something accomplished. I remember talking to Gwen about the results or lack of the last time you guys met, which I was not a part of, and you were involved, but you know there's a lot of catching up has to be done, and I'm not sure.
I think we paid him a couple $1,000s, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was that. I think we paid him a couple $1,000s, and that was an 8 hour. Six, anyways.
Yeah, maybe six.
Yeah, that was more of a all day-ish type thing.
It was a Saturday, wasn't it?
It was a Saturday as well. Yeah, and he brought all kinds of props and he had a manual for us to work with, and he produced a big report at the end of it. So I don't think we wanted to get involved with spending money on a facilitator, where STV came up with this report and. The feeling is kind of that they still owe us some help on it. So maybe we could have them kind of help us along, or we can have a retreat and try to muddle through it. And if we don't, we can have a second one.
This is just my opinion. I'm leaning toward focusing on facilities.
The STV stuff.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Because we have a huge issue. Do we try to push forward with a new town hall, or what's going to happen with the high school, and are we going to end up with an empty building and a new building? And so that could take a lot of time. I think if we're only devoting 3 hours talking about a lot of the other issues that we brought up at that retreat, it's just too much. When we really need, I see that as like the pressing issue right now.
So
could you reframe that just a little bit? So not the whole ST, do you want to look at the whole STV or just a section of the STV?
I just don't want to look at everything we looked at the last retreat.
Right, so that's bringing the water in, bringing the sewer, you know, all that stuff. We're already aware of this.
Right.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because I had a ton of questions and opinions on that report, obviously, here, and it wasn't an appropriate time to really share
that. Right, well, So just kind of like focus more on what she was recommending.
And maybe we come
up your C.
Maybe we come out of that with questions for her. Maybe we don't have to involve her at this point.
Yeah, versus
I agree.
Sitting here in a regular meeting trying to come up with all these questions and answers. And
yeah. Okay.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you, Bob?
No. No. We need a moderator. Need somebody who will focus on to accomplish what we are all about. And I personally, I'm tired of hearing we had these meetings in the past and they wound up sitting on somebody's shelf. Nothing happens.
Well, I would gently rebuttal that in that part of, there were a few things during that meeting, like at the first retreat, and we had a moderator, by the way. but you know, for instance, you know, I think we're still working on bringing the water in.
That's right.
And that's something that's ongoing. I don't think it happens overnight.
No.
Another thing that we talked about was getting a dedicated someone to help us with grants and processing grants, which we're moving forward with a specific position for that. So that's just two examples of items that were accomplished. I don't think we've accomplished nothing, Bob, but we can always be more efficient. And I think it is helpful to have a moderator. So how do you suggest we move forward with that? I don't think we're interested in paying a John Elsesser type again, are we?
No, that's where it would go south. No, I think we'd nominate Bob DiPietro to be the moderator.
he's the most reasonable of all of us, so I agree.
You can't afford me.
Stephanie, you want to moderate?
Do we have to make a motion to set this date?
So what time of day is it going
to
be?
Well, I was trying to make it easy on everybody, make it at 5 o'clock. We're not worried about the public.
So I thought we already had an AP meeting scheduled for that day.
September 22nd?
I have it on my calendar for an AP meeting.
Yeah, this says immediately following BOS with AP.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So we were going to move the BOS.
Hey, should we withdraw that last motion, by the way, for the bid waiver, since we don't need a bid waiver anymore?
Yeah.
Sure. Not to, just before we forget.
That's good. Good thinking.
Withdrawn. I withdraw.
I withdraw my second.
Poor clerk. Okay. Are we having it here, or should we get somewhere comfortable? Or
is it
well? It was also.
Yeah.
Yes, Andrea.
Thank you. So for the bid waiver, it was just a discussion, right? There's no motion on the floor at all.
Thank you. Yes, correct.
Okay, thanks.
And we found that the bid waiver wasn't needed because he gave us the three quotes.
Thank you.
Do you think we could start the retreat in the afternoon?
I mean, like,
or
two?
Well, or something like that. Instead of, if we started at 5, I mean, it's going to, I mean, we go till 8.
I know Jim had mentioned buying dinner or something.
Okay. All right.
If we thought, if we wanted to.
Yeah, I guess it's better for people who work, too, to have it after work.
Yeah, it could be flexible.
So I guess we still would need input from, I mean, we don't have enough of us here to decide. on the top because David, the price.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So we should decide.
I'll gladly decide for everybody. But
so what do you want to do about the moderator issue? You want to think about
it? We didn't have the money put aside for it. We'd have to first find the money.
A volunteer?
A volunteer, yeah. That'd be, I don't know who would be. I mean, would we want to try to get like Bob Moore? Or, I don't know who would be.
Like a Tom Fiorentino type.
It's somebody who's, well.
Somebody fair and balanced.
Good question.
Oh, no.
I'm being voluntold. I don't mind if you. I'm happy to do it. If you need
I guess I'm still not convinced that we need one. I know, Bob, you've done a lot of those kinds of moderated activities, but we're talking about a very narrow subject matter. So it's not like the last one where we went through what are goals, what are we, you know, name eight things that you want to see in the town. And that was, it was really, really, that was very broad, a very broad scope. And this is going to be quite a narrow scope.
When I just feel that if you don't involve people like Jim Lorsch, if you don't involve people from the community and you're trying to make decisions or at least get some feet on the ground about what we should do, there are people who have good ideas who might be excluded by just by accident. They may have good solutions to put on the table. For instance, if somebody with Sarah Pirog at the election today, a lawyer that you originally referred me to, I forget his name, Bill? The lawyer from, oh, I can't remember. The lawyer you were originally talking to me about, he has some really good ideas about how we can handle some of this stuff. He talked to me a year or two ago about it. And, you know, I didn't want to lose his ideas. I'm afraid that if we don't involve the public and get good ideas, we might miss something positive could come from this.
So, okay. So there's two things we could do. One is we could kind of hold this retreat so that the board has kind of an agreed upon consensus, and then we have another coffee and conversation with the public involved, and they could bring in their ideas. Or do we do that first, and then we have our retreat after that? But that's a lot of digesting.
Now, I think the public should be welcome to come to the retreat, but they should not be able to participate in the conversation. I don't.
You've seen what happens when people can't participate.
When we do the coffee and conversations, that would allow people to actually interact and have ideas heard. But
right,
the retreat allows us to like kind of get our opinions out and kind of like come up with questions about it. Maybe
I mean, it'd be nice to have STV here because she could maybe direct.
It would be nice. We could get some answers right off the bat.
Right, which is these questions we're trying to get answered anyway. So
you want to invite her to the retreat and see how much it costs?
And then we can have the, well, how much it costs in theory.
Or there's maybe there
should be nothing
left,
because, I mean, we're fortunate that they were only $26,000 or something versus the next one was 40 and 70.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't feel like we're getting ripped off at all. So it's, but yeah, nope. we can talk to her and see
if we're talking about her report, she'd probably be valuable to be there, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of what it would boil down to. And then we can have the coffee and conversation
just to vet it out a little more
after that. So the public at least will be a little more grounded with consensus and what we're thinking versus 20 ideas out there and 7 ideas here, which a unified board is much easier to deal with. So
yes.
Okay. So you want me to keep the 22nd on the table for the moment? We'll see if it works for everybody. and if we can come up with an agreement.
Yeah, I like it. And just, I think this stuff is so long term. There's going to be like many public hearings and coffee conversations and public comment abilities and stuff like that. I mean, you know, Jim has great ideas, and we know Jim's opinion on town hall and his love for the town, and you know, and we'll get more comments as well.
That's correct.
And thank you for always attending, Jim. It's really appreciated.
But he's in Maine right now too.
Great. So should I have Kathy send out a doodle on this September 22nd?
Just to confirm that people are available?
Yes.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. The time is fine with me too. We don't right. need to change it.
Okay, next is the three board
9 o'clock or 8:30 or something.
PM?
Oh, well, you said like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
The three board meeting for October 20th, 2026. We have to have them every year. So that would be the Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen, and the Board of Ed.
So I have an AP written for that day too.
I think that was intentional. Yeah. Following Board of Selectmen and AP on the agenda.
What time?
It
would be 6 o'clock.
The three board meeting actually doesn't say immediately following, but is that the intent?
No.
That it's supposed to be after the AP meeting?
It's going to be.
On the 20th?
It will be. Yeah. Okay.
You're right.
And we'll just, so then we just keep the AP as AP, so it only takes a half an hour.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if that's okay with everybody. Then we have a Bolton Board of Selectmen and Land Use meeting, which they are requesting, and we think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
On the 17th, immediately following the Board of Selectmen with accounts payable.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, any questions, Bob?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go quiet.
Number seven, old business. I don't think we have any. Number eight, finance reports. Thank you, Stephanie, for hanging around.
So I provided two expenditure reports to the group. One is for fiscal year 2026, which ended June 30th, 2026. We continue to process invoices after the fiscal year ends. I anticipate that'll continue through the end of August, perhaps beginning of September. We're trying to move that forward as much as we can in the future. Right now, it still kind of hangs out there for a month or two. But what's in front of you for FY 2026, we've expended $6.7 million on a $7.2 million budget, which represents about 93.39% of the budget. That leaves $477,806,000, $306 unexpended for the year. A couple of call-outs for financial administration. We did utilize some of the employee separation fund to offset retirement payout in the amount of $28,000. So previously we had reported that was over budget, but now we've processed that transfer of funds. So now it's showing 98.53%. Highways and streets expended 98.23% of their budget. And then town building operations expended 96.92% of their budget. And then we had economic development did not expend any of their budget this year.
Stephanie, we had to put up the money for the accessibility playground. Did we receive the reimbursement yet? Is that accounted for?
Not yet. We received, we're in the process of receiving the funding from the PTA. And then the rest we have to apply for reimbursement.
So would that be addition in addition to our remaining funds? Like, would that help us out?
It's a portion of the total. So I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but I think it was it 500,000?
It's 500,000, and yep. They're kicking in 163 of it, or something.
Yeah.
To that effect. So, but they've increased the project size to 630, wasn't it? The work, there's a grant worth 500,000.
I guess I'm curious about the 500. Is that that's an expenditure currently?
Hasn't been built. No, I don't think it shows up in here anyways.
It would be in FY 2027. We haven't received
it wouldn't show up in this report anyways, would it? An expenditure report? That would be because it's a bond. And I don't think
it's not a bond. It is an expenditure. It wasn't included in capital. So it, as of right now, it would be included in expenditure.
There's not a capital, there's not a category that has to.
It might fall under, I'll double check which department it might fall under building.
But it wasn't even in our original budget. We didn't have that in our budget. That's like a swap. Same thing with this other grant for the green. Those are not in here. They're not necessarily in our budget.
But it would hit there. Depending on the grant, it would hit expenditures, and then there'd be an offset from the reimbursement.
Right. So I don't think it would even show up.
Depending on the timing, it could.
So I guess I was just curious, if we spent it in June, then they don't get reimbursed, it'd be in a different fiscal year.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, we would not want to do that.
I think we did.
No, I don't. We haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, we approved like 400 grand to the,
for what?
For the playground, didn't we? Like a couple APs ago?
The payment. Yeah. Right.
Right, you're right.
So we spent it, but
they don't show up on any of these.
You can
got it. It was really just educating me.
Yeah.
Stephanie, there's not much follow-up. As long as it's handled, that's fine. I was actually more curious if, you know, that 400 is going to come back, but it sounds like that's already
It will come back. I just don't recall. I remember being an AP. Yeah. I just don't recall if we put it to FY 26 or 27.
That's a good question.
Thank you. I
like to know how that grant money works too. Because it seems like it could be months before we get reimbursed too, and then we make this big outlay.
Yeah,
that's right.
Which is fine, as long as we have money to pay other things.
Yeah,
and that's been an ongoing discussion with the finance committee, is managing the grants and how do we make sure that we monitor that timing, and what is the impact to our interest that we're earning in the bank if we're expending this money out before we get reimbursed.
Yeah.
So it is an ongoing conversation on the finance committee.
Yeah.
And how do we be more intentional about managing?
Okay, good.
So we'll charge the state interest.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll get that.
And we'll just lose interest.
Any other questions on FY 26?
Thank you.
So for FY 2027, the report represents the buy. We've expended $544,762, which represents 12.75% of the budget. This time last year, we expended 10.13% of the budget. So we have some expected departments starting to spend this time of the year. We see highways and streets at 19.26%. We have land use as well. And then property insurance, that's in line with the timing of when the premiums are paid out. So that's all expected. I don't know, our camera went out, or I don't know if they can, if it's just here or.
It's probably the electrician.
Shoot, I hope I didn't take it.
It's good. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Good. So nothing out of the ordinary yet, 1 month into the fiscal year. any question?
Thank you.
Do you happen to know what the $155,000 encumbrance is for land use?
It may be. No, I don't. I was going to say it's payroll, but I think I excluded that.
Yeah, that's okay.
I can get it.
Now, I've never taken one accounting class. Is this what you call projections?
No, not yet.
Okay.
What we encumber, the encumbrance is essentially when we have a PO for something, or can include payroll in our case. Projection, I would. It's tough to do it earlier in the year, but you can do it, and then you update it every month. So it's something that I'll plan to incorporate soon.
Thank you. I know that was a impossibility previously.
Yeah, we can do it. Any other questions on the expenditures? And then the next two reports are the monthly tax collector summaries, one for fiscal year 2026. And that we've collected 101.55% of the current year levy, or 101.62% overall, and collected $19,750,345. But that's before any refunds or return payments. So the net collection is actually $20,912.
Well done.
Question?
You like that number?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then FY 2027, so far, year to date, we've collected $16,398,526, which represents 76.47% overall. For the current year levy or current year portion, we've collected 78.92%. It is ahead of last year, just given this time last year, given the timing of the budget approval and adoption. So really probably should compare it to August of last year at the bottom. So we're a little bit behind, August of last year, but still feel pretty good about where we
Timing.
are so far.
Timing's perfect. Much better.
Go ahead.
Well done. Thank you. Thanks. So next on the agenda is consider an act on the accounts payable. So there should be two.
So I make the motion to approve the accounts payable report through June 30th, 2026, in the amount of $110,506.46.
Tim Souther seconds. Is there any further discussion? No. Tim? No discussion. Bob?
No.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's four yes, three absent. That one's approved. And then we have to sign this. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can we sign your name here, Bob?
Yes.
On our form, our little form here.
I give you permission. Him.
Oops. Okay. Didn't do a good job at it. I'll practice though. And then there's the 26, 27. You need a pen? Oh.
I'm in sales. I always have a pen. Definitely.
19, 21. That goes all the way to
23.
23.
So I am just noticing that there is on page five, there is a payment of $93,794 for the playground. Just fitting
Yeah,
into
the last one was at 250. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the
26, 27
accounts payable in the amount of $263,474.69, dated August 6th.
August 13th? Yeah.
Oh, printed August 6th.
Oh, okay.
Dated August 13th. Thank you.
Well, I actually didn't see there were two different dates. Okay. I'll second that.
Is there any discussion? Stephanie, on the debt on the playground payment, the category is adapted playground expenditures.
Yeah.
Do you know what account that is? Is that, I guess you gotta find that account.
Yeah, it's under a different fund. So we created a different fund for it. That's the 2977. We did create expenditure account for it.
Okay.
The department
Is there any other questions?
No.
I think that's building off, but I'm just
Do you have any questions, Bob?
No, lots of questions. No.
Okay. Tim?
No, sir.
Okay. And I don't either. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's 4 yes. So you need to find that last page. Here it is. I'm going to sign that. I'll put your name down here again, Bob.
Okay.
Is there budget transfers? Number 10, consider an act on budget transfers. Did you find that?
Looks like they're all underneath the level they're that we have.
Under AP. I think they're...
Well, there's only four and they're all under you.
Oh, I only see three. Maybe that was one.
Maybe you're right. Yeah. I had a piece of paper in my hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't always see these before they come to you guys.
Yeah. So one's for 203, one's for 100, one's for 420.
Yeah. Moving on to number 11 of Town Administrator's Report. We met with David Caruso, Saul, Stephanie, myself, and Jim Rupert, and who else was there? Wasn't there somebody else?
John
Butch Mullich. And so we continue to have discussions with them as a group on collaborative thinking and Stephanie made her way into the Casals computer to start learning the ins and outs of Tyler.
Yeah, so one of the things we want to do is, and we've been talking about this, is move everybody into Tyler and move away from paper processing as much as possible. And there's a way to set up workflows within Tyler. Sometimes we tend to lose invoices, lose POs, and so we want to eliminate that handoff. And so the school already uses the workflow mechanism in Tyler, so I sat with her to take a look at what they do as a baseline example before we go ahead and set it up for the town.
So
you feel hopeful that that will be a workable system?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
We're coming up with some good ideas. You know, a lot of it's got to do with scheduling more meetings, of course, with the three board meeting and stuff like that. But David's being very helpful, very helpful. So hopefully we can start. Of course, this temporary building committee is a big deal on his behalf too. So
for the roof?
For the roof, yes. Okay. They're kind of, and Casal was coming up with some pretty interesting questions too, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
On the bid, whether you put a request for proposal out and a bid at the same time, or you send them out, or qualifications, a request for qualification
separately, and do each sealed. So you first look at the qualifications.
Yeah.
And so if they don't meet the qualifications, we don't even open up the sealed bid.
Oh, okay.
Because if you open the bids, you're required to use the lowest bidder.
Okay.
So, I mean, he could probably argue the point and say the lowest bidder is not qualified somehow, but you're putting yourself in a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just an interesting thought to go about that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, we had supervising adapted playground. The adapted playground, I don't know if anybody's seen it, but it's moving along pretty well. They got the surface down, the rubber surface and everything. They mix it on site, load it in a wheelbarrow, run around, just put it down with a trowel. I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. They got the couple new vehicles out there. Is there any other questions on this that they can maybe help you answer?
Well, I would really like to see the notice that came in to Jim about the new $250,000 grant that we're going to use. I'd like to see that.
Oh, that we are notified. So
maybe I should just email Jim and ask him.
I would. Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I don't know when we were told we were getting the grant, but we finally got official notification.
Yeah, so I just want to see that. I think it's important to keep the timeline going.
Right.
You know, so
yeah,
we just can't let time go by like we have done on the green, even though I know you and I had a little bit of a conversation about the green. The holdup now seems to be that we can't get the labor statistic or labor rate
numbers. Right. Yeah,
I really feel like that's got somebody's got to push.
Sounds like, according to Rich, we can move forward with what we can find, and then when the labor department gets back to our request, then we would have to send out a memorandum or an addendum. You said, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Not memorandum, addendum.
Yeah, so I hope Jim will do that.
They'd have to adjust their labor on their bid.
We should ask Rich. Mm-hmm. On that. But it sounded like they were in a similar situation where they just couldn't wait any longer.
Yeah.
And they just went ahead and did it.
We were waiting for the Connecticut Department of Labor to provide labor rates. Right.
Yeah.
Rodney and I did participate in training on Friday. The state of Connecticut has a new online platform to manage all of their grants. And so this one that we're utilizing for the town green and the pavilions is going to use this online platform. It seems pretty clear and easy mm-hmm. to use. There were a lot of participants who said they've used it for other projects, and they said it was really easy to use, much better.
Cool.
So I think that will help potentially with a lot of our grant projects.
Did it seem like that was a resource where we could get a specific answer, either through publishing on there, or is it an easier way to get somebody's attention?
Potentially, we can try it. Yeah, it was more so with the technology partner.
Yeah.
But we had representatives from the state, and we have a project manager specifically for this project, so we can reach out to them and see if they can help.
Sometimes you could write like a ticket or something, like a request for.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if it's the same individuals that Jim's been working with, but we can.
I don't know that. I don't know.
That's another angle.
Did you figure out the name of that system?
UNA.
I keep.
UNA.
UNA. I want to call it EMU. I keep seeing this commercial.
Right. So you said there was a project manager. Which project is that manager of relevant to?
It's relative to the grant award for these grants.
Which they kind of refer to it as 500,000, but it's 250. So you got to start.
Yeah, we were awarded. Yeah, when we got the notice, it says we are awarded 500,000, but it's essentially made up of multiple projects that we're going to be using it for.
Well, now, which notice are you talking about? The one that just came in, like a month ago or so?
The one that Jim mentioned here, right here? That's where it gets confusing because they only give us half of it.
It's for the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development. So it sounds like it's this component of the grant, and all the recipients were on this training. So they were rolling it out specifically for, it sounds like a lot of towns received funds under this.
Yeah, this grant is brand new for the state as well. So there's going to be hickups. But you're going to be filling in these two grant forms, right?
Or... Yeah, I have to get access and everything still.
So we got to get off our butts with regard to the second one.
Yeah, we're going to keep that moving forward. Yeah.
We already did some pre-work.
Yes.
But might as well get some RFPs out.
It sounds like we didn't technically have to, even though we were awarded the funds, we have to put in an application into the online portal. But it did say we have, not that we want to wait, but we do have all of FY 2027 to utilize the funds.
Well, it's much nicer to be pre-approved before you apply rather than applying.
Yeah,
hoping. Jeez, I wish everything in life was that. A guarantee if you apply. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we lost a month on that other one just because there was no way it was getting done in time. So they gave us the extension, which is till the end of 2027, I think.
Yeah, end of fiscal year 2027.
Yeah, for both of them?
Yeah, the full $500,000.
But can't,
these pavilions are going to take a while.
Can't we move on the pavilions?
Absolutely.
So what's the next? Involved. What's the next step then? Is it getting the RFPs out on those?
Well, I think we've determined that the RFP is going to turn into two RFPs. One will be for the excavation and concrete work, and the other will be for the pavilions.
Okay.
Because not many of these guys doing the pavilions want to do the concrete work.
They want to do
and we can get a deal if we don't use the same person.
They're going to mark it up anyway, so we might as well just get it directly from the excavation guys.
Right, right. So we'll just have them do the concrete work, and then whatever we do with the pavilions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which,
so is Jim starting to write these RFPs?
Did he get the RFPs done?
I haven't.
I don't know.
Been close to it.
I'll answer that later.
Okay.
I don't have the answer off the top of my head.
Yep.
They are moving forward. I forgot whether Joe is doing the engineering on the site. If there isn't, there's got to be engineering, because you're not going to send out hey, can you dig me a pad here?
We're going to the best time for doing the work out here, right? It's the driest time of the year.
Yes.
Theoretically, although we just get a ton of, 1 inch at a time. But, it should be drying out here, so.
Yeah.
Oh, the green?
Yeah, I know right now we feel our hands are tied, but based on maybe Rich has a little more insight into the labor deal.
Yeah, I don't expect that it will go on too much longer.
But Jim told us that he was waiting for those figures at least 2 weeks ago. So, we just can't keep waiting a week, another week, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, just for those numbers. There's got to be a way to find that answer.
I can take the email that we received from the project manager and just send it to Jim and make a recommendation that he reaches out to Dave Treadwell as the project manager and see if he can assist.
Is that who that Dave Treadwell?
Yeah.
I wonder if you know Dave Treadwell.
Who is that name? Sounds familiar.
Was he the first selectman?
Congress? Was he state rep?
No, Bolton.
Person. He was? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel this information would be extremely easy for them to send us.
Yes.
I would think you could just go on the DOT website, look up
Bolton. Update the website.
Go to
Bolton. There's a tremendous amount of work being done. It requires this, right? Like all the money that they give out.
We're not the only ones doing a project that needs labor figures.
All right. Approval of minutes. It's 7:35. We still have time. We don't want to table this, do we?
I mean, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for March 3rd.
March 3rd?
Yeah, never mind.
June 30th.
June 30th. Never mind. Oh, that's part of the
yeah, that's part
other
of the
thing.
Beginning. So anyway, after AP.
I withdraw my motion.
Yep. Bob, do you have anything to
Somebody
add to the
go.
Pavilion and the green thing on Jim's report?
Why the hell was the...
No, I'm hungry.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the June 30th, 2026 minutes.
When made the motion, who seconds?
Sadler seconds.
Tim seconds. Is there any further is there any discussion? Not even further. I read these the other night. That's a 6-page. Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'll make a motion to approve the July 7th, 2026 minutes.
Is there a second? Bob, did you second that?
I have to abstain, so hopefully you guys can pass it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And Tim's abstaining. Bob made the second. Is there any discussion?
Well, then we're only going to have three. Can we pass it with three and one abstention?
Well, from the people who are present here.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can. Yeah.
Okay. That's
the majority.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just have one comment under 3.0 public comment. Bob Morris' name should be MORRA instead of MARRA.
Yeah.
That's my. Comment on that.
You have a question, okay. Bob?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's three yes, and Tim is abstaining.
I'll make a motion to approve the July 14th, 2026 minutes.
Second, Tim.
Tim seconds. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that under new business, when we talked about the non-union wage increases, the motion to table was to present the subcommittee's recommendation back to the selectmen no later than the first meeting in August, which is now, and it wasn't on our agenda. So I think we've got to put it on the next agenda.
Move to table and reference the finance.
All of them are approved.
They were already approved at the last meeting. I think we picked the wrong month. Maybe it was supposed to be July.
I think you're right.
What was that under? Which?
3.0A. But was it?
Topic. Back to the finance and administrative for
did
further
we,
clarification.
Did we approve it as a board or was that a subcommittee that approved the table? The table because it was I thought it was sub we were talking about the we talked
right.
about the whole chart yeah adding columns and
I think the next board meeting I thought that was a board meeting Stephanie had corrected him and brought him back and it wasn't a subcommittee meeting
it wasn't
meeting,
so no. that's what I'm not sure about because I thought Kathy was sitting here at the table for that meeting which she wouldn't have been if it had been a selectman's meeting. But maybe I'm getting meetings mixed up. Because I remember David making that motion.
Yeah, July 28th.
What's that?
Yeah.
The July 28th meeting, they were approved.
And what kind of a meeting was that?
That was with...
Was it a subcommittee meeting?
No.
Was the question.
July 28th. It was with AP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think we had the other meeting because didn't you correct the?
Yeah, we decided to
chart and resolve.
Yeah, before this meeting.
Mm-hmm. So I.
Moved.
Yeah, remember that.
Mather seconded.
So we did meet. No later than the first meeting in August.
So we don't have anything else to do on that, on the non-union wages?
We approved it.
That's all done
there. Yeah.
being put in. I think they were completed today for the next.